sometimes I try to do things and they just don't turn out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. And it's like, I take my time and I try real hard. But no matter what I do and no matter what I try, it never works out. It's like I concentrate on it real hard, but it never works out. It's like, I need some time to figure these things out. But there's always someone there going, hey Mike, you know, we've been noticing you having a lot of problems, you know, like, maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better. And I go, no, it's okay, I'm having some problems, I'll figure it out myself. Just leave me alone, I'll figure it out. And they go, why don't you talk about it, you'll feel a lot better. And I go, no, I don't want to. Just leave me alone, I'll figure it out myself. And they keep on bugging me, and it builds up inside, it builds up inside. You're gonna be institutionalized, you come up brain with bunch of eyes. You won't have any say, they'll bring what you didn't see the way. I'm not crazy. From the enemy myself. I was sitting in my room and I was like scared at the walls, thinking about everything. And then again I was thinking about nothing. And then my mom came in and I didn't even know she was there. And she called my name and I didn't hear her. And then she starts screaming, Mike, Mike. And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I said, nothing, Mom. She goes, don't tell me nothing, you're on drugs. I go, no, Mom, I'm not on drugs, I'm okay, I'm just thinking, you know. Why don't you give me a Pepsi? She goes, no, you're on drugs, you're crazy. Normal people don't be acting that way. I go, Mom, I'm alright, I'm just thinking, you know. So why don't you, like, give me a Pepsi? And she goes, no, you're crazy. All I wanted was a Pepsi, just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me, just one Pepsi. Give her cheers with her seeds, have her back to the next day. Drink you up because the lazy is too worried to help the crazy. I'm not crazy. You're the one that's crazy. You're driving me crazy. They stick me in an institution, said it was the only solution to give me the professional help protecting from the enemy myself. And I was sitting in my room, and my mom and my dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, Mike, we need to talk to you. And I said, okay, what's the matter? They go, well, me and your mom, we've been noticing lately, you've been having a lot of problems. And you haven't been acting like yourself. And we're afraid that you're gonna hurt somebody. And we're afraid that you're gonna hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I said, wait, what are we talking about? We decided my best interest. How can you know? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy? When I went to your school, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities. So how can you say that I'm crazy? You say they're gonna fix my brain and leave it suffering in my pain. By the time they fix my head mentally, I'll be dead. I'm not crazy. You're the one that's crazy. You're driving me crazy. You stick me in an institution, said it was the only solution to give me the professional protecting from the enemy myself. It doesn't matter, the insurance money's about to run out anyhow.